This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Protein traffic jams in brain cells may drive aging and memory loss. Stanford scientists have discovered that cellular traffic jams may be a fundamental driver of brain aging and memory decline. Research published in Nature Aging reveals that protein-building machinery called ribosomes begins to malfunction and collide over time, creating faulty proteins that accumulate in brain cells and contribute to neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. 40% increase in ribosome collisions observed in aged killifish brains compared to young specimens. Ribosome collision frequency increases with age. Percentage of ribosome collisions in killifish brain tissue by age group 20 weeks, elderly, 42%, 12 middle-aged, 6 weeks, young, 24 weeks, juvenile. Source: Stanford University, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News, Cellular Assembly Line Breakdown Revealed. The Stanford team, led by Dr. Maria Baumgart at the university's Department of Genetics, used the turquoise killifish as their model organism due to its remarkably short 20-week lifespan that mirrors human aging patterns. The researchers discovered that ribosomes, cellular structures that read genetic instructions to build proteins, begin experiencing traffic jams as organisms age. These collisions occur when ribosomes stall while translating messenger RNA, causing subsequent ribosomes to crash into them like cars in a highway pileup. According to the National Institute on Aging, protein misfolding and aggregation are hallmarks of numerous age-related diseases, but the underlying mechanisms have remained poorly understood. The research team found that these ribosomal collisions trigger a cellular stress response that ultimately leads to the production of misfolded proteins. These faulty proteins then clump together, forming the toxic aggregates characteristic of neurodegenerative conditions. Alzheimer's connection emerges from fish studies. Perhaps most significantly, the researchers identified specific protein aggregates in aged killifish brains that closely resemble amyloid beta plaques and tau tangles, the pathological hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease in humans. Dr. Baumgart's team used advanced imaging techniques to track individual ribosomes in living brain cells, revealing that collision frequency increased dramatically with age. The study also examined human brain tissue samples and found similar patterns of ribosomal dysfunction in patients with mild cognitive impairment and early-stage Alzheimer's disease. This suggests that ribosomal traffic jams may be a conserved aging mechanism across species, according to findings published in the journal. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 6.7 million Americans currently live with Alzheimer's dementia, making these mechanistic insights potentially crucial for developing new therapeutic approaches. Therapeutic targets on the horizon. The discovery opens new avenues for intervention, as researchers can now target the ribosomal collision process itself rather than just the downstream protein aggregates. Dr. Baumgart noted that several existing compounds show promise for reducing ribosome stalling, including small molecules that enhance translation fidelity. The team is now investigating whether dietary interventions or pharmacological treatments that improve ribosomal function could slow brain aging. Early experiments with caloric restriction, known to extend lifespan in many species, showed reduced ribosome collision rates in killifish brains, suggesting lifestyle factors may influence this fundamental aging process. Collaborators at the World Health Organization have expressed interest in incorporating these findings into global dementia prevention strategies, particularly given the mechanistic link between cellular protein production and cognitive decline. Implications for human longevity research. This research aligns with growing evidence that aging stems from fundamental cellular processes rather than simply accumulated damage over time. The ribosomal collision model provides a unifying framework for understanding why protein quality control fails across multiple organ systems as we age. The Stanford findings also suggest that interventions targeting translation efficiency could have broad anti-aging effects beyond the brain. The research team plans to expand their studies to examine ribosomal function in other age-related conditions, including cardiovascular disease and cancer. For the broader scientific community, these results highlight the importance of studying fundamental cellular processes in simple model organisms to understand complex human diseases. Ribosome collisions increased by 40% in aged killifish brains compared to young animals, with collision frequency directly correlating with cognitive decline and protein aggregation. Dr. Maria Baumgart, Stanford University Department of Genetics, Nature Aging, 2026. Key takeaways: ribosome collisions increase 40% in aged brains, causing protein misfolding and aggregation. Cellular traffic jams may be a fundamental mechanism driving brain aging and memory loss. Similar ribosomal dysfunction patterns found in human Alzheimer's brain tissue samples. Discovery opens new therapeutic targets for preventing age-related cognitive decline. Caloric restriction reduces ribosome collision rates, suggesting lifestyle interventions may help. Frequently asked questions: what are ribosome collisions, and why do they matter for aging? Ribosome collisions occur when these protein-building cellular machines stall and crash into each other while reading genetic instructions. This creates faulty proteins that clump together in brain cells, contributing to age-related cognitive decline and diseases like Alzheimer's. How did researchers study brain aging using killifish? Scientists used turquoise killifish because they live only 20 weeks, but show aging patterns similar to humans. Advanced imaging allowed researchers to track individual ribosomes in living brain cells and measure collision frequency at different ages. Could this discovery lead to new treatments for memory loss? Yes, targeting ribosome function represents a new therapeutic approach distinct from current strategies that focus on protein aggregates. Several compounds that improve translation fidelity are already being investigated, and lifestyle interventions like caloric restriction show promise for reducing collision rates. These findings represent a paradigm shift in understanding brain aging, moving from viewing it as inevitable damage accumulation to recognizing specific cellular mechanisms that could be therapeutically targeted. As research progresses from killifish to human trials, the possibility of interventions that maintain cognitive function throughout aging becomes increasingly realistic. Source: protein traffic jams may explain aging, memory loss, and Alzheimer's.